Good Shabbos, good Shabbos, good Shabbos. It's almost Shabbos. Parshas Va'era has a lot of awesome lessons. I want to focus on a particular idea. I'm indebted to Rabbi David Foreman and Aleph Beta for inspiring this idea. And the idea is that the Makos are all about Mida Keneged Mida. We're all trying to figure out, as we learn the Parsha, why did Hashem specifically choose these plagues to afflict the Egyptians. And so the theory is that everything that happens to the Egyptians is Mida Keneged Mida, exactly retribution for the ways that the Egyptians treated the Jews, the Israelites. Let's go through three examples of that. So first off, why is the first plague smiting the river, the Nile? There are many theories about this. Of course, Rashi links it to the fact that they worshipped the Nile as a god, just as they worship the sun as a god, which comes up in Makat Choshech, and that's certainly legitimate. But Rabbi Foreman suggests the idea was that the Jewish babies were thrown into the Nile. They tried to cover their tracks by throwing the children in the river, and no one would ever see the evil deed that would happen. So Hashem turns that Nile bloody, says, I saw the evil deeds that you did. I was watching the entire time, and it's an act of empathy with the Jewish people. And it's an act of Mida Keneged Mida. The very Nile, which tries to cover up their blood, ends up turning into blood. A second example of this Mida Keneged Mida is the fact that the Jewish people say that they stink. The language in Hebrew is Vativ Ash. We stink in the eyes of the Egyptians. This comes up in the story, if you remember, when Moshe is begging before Pharaoh, and it doesn't seem to be going well, and they're just giving them more punishments. So the Israelites complain to Moshe and say, you're making us stink in the eyes of the Egyptians. So apparently the Egyptians said that the Israelites stunk. Even to this day, people saying bad things about Jews, they say how we stink. Truth is, we go to the shower and the mikvah more than anyone else. We don't stink. We smell great. But that's just my opinion. Anyways, so the Egyptians say we stink, and guess what happens to them? First off, by the fish in the sea, the Torah describes, I noticed this, Vativ Ash, that they made the whole area stink. And then once again, by the Tzfardaim, by the froggies, they die, and it says, Vativ Ash Haaretz, and the whole earth stunk when they got piled up. Chamarim, chamarim. So because they said the Jewish people stunk, ultimately they ended up stinking the terrible stench of the dead fish and the dead froggies. Finally, example number three for today is the Sfardaim. What are they? They're basically insects, okay? Running around the land and annoying the heck out of everyone. And what did the Egyptians call the Israelites? Vayakutsu. They thought they were insects. They thought they were disgusting. And so, Mida Keneged Mida, since they dehumanized the Israelites, they themselves get attacked by different types of insects. So I'm sure these aren't the only examples, and I invite you to find some more examples of Mida Keneged Mida in the 10 plagues, and if you do, please feel free to let me know. But it seems like that is one of the major themes as to what's going on with the plagues. Now, on the flip side, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mida Toiva is much greater than his Mida of Oynish. So, the Mida Keneged Mida of doing a good deed is even more powerfully rewarded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many examples of this, of course. The first idea that came to my mind, of course, is the story where in last week's Parsha, Shifra and Puah are rewarded with houses after they save the lives of the Israelites, they save the children. And Rashi explains that Shifra and Pua are actually Miriam and Yocheved, and the houses that they were rewarded with are the houses of Levi and the houses of Kohanim. In other words, Mida k'negen Mida, because they saved the houses of the Jewish people, they themselves are rewarded to become the leaders of the houses of the priestly clans and the Levite clans. Of course, there are many more examples, but we believe the Emunah Shleima that every single action we do is rewarded, and oftentimes we'll even be able to see the Mida k'negen Mida way in which this transpires. We'll end off with a beautiful story that I heard from by David Ashir, and it really inspired me. I hope it inspires you going into this beautiful Shabbos. So there was a man, and he lived in Brooklyn. He had a good job, and he was koveh itim every morning. He learned morning Seder until 11:45, and only then would he go to work. And he got offered a better job in Manhattan. And he asked his possible new bosses, would he be able to keep learning? And they said, unfortunately not. It wouldn't work. So he thought about it for a long time, and he decided he had to take the job. And so he was about to go into the office and accept the job, even if it meant missing his morning Seder. And it happened to be Hanukkah. And he saw the menorahs lit in all of the Jewish homes, and he thought to himself, wow, the Jewish people fought so much. They gave up so much to have Torah in their life. I got to fight one more time. And he resolved he's going to make sure that he asked one more time, can he keep up his morning Seder? He went into the meeting, and who shows up as the along with his original boss? A second boss who happened to be a religious Jew. So he said, listen, I want to take the job, but I'm only going to take the job if I could do my morning Seder. I'll work later. I'll do what I got to do. And the Orthodox Jew said, where do you learn and what's your program? He said, this and this rabbi. That rabbi? I love that rabbi. I listen to his classes all the time. No problem. I'm sure in this chus of learning during morning Seder, you'll bring blessing down to our firm or to the office. And indeed, he was able to keep the job and keep his learning Seder. So Mida k'negen Mida, his Mesiris Nefesh, paid off with Hashem kind of doing a Moser Nefesh type of miracle and allowing him to have the best of both worlds. May Hashem bless us to see with our own eyes the rewards for all of our deeds. And may you be blessed with a sweet, sweet Shabbos. Good Shabbos.